with a loud voice, I'd like to sing this song with a loud voice. Power has changed us. very, very carefully. There are three songs we're going to sing now. You can pick any of the three songs. But whichever one you pick, sing it with holy madness. Sing it with authority and power. Because as you are singing, the words of the song you will be singing will begin to work for you. As you are singing this song, situations that have defied medicine shall melt away like the morning dew. As you sing this song, all of a sudden your enemies shall hear noises, and they shall begin to run unto destruction. As you are singing this song, any problem gathered against anyone here will be completely scattered to pieces. As you are singing this song, all the impossible situation the enemy is using to brag against you shall be dismantled completely. Three songs. Pick one that you like. And then whichever one you like, sing violently. The Bible says, at midnight, all of Salah's sacrifices and the praise. And as a result of that, the earthquake of deliverance was released. When you begin to sing this song, no problem is happening around you. Because the earthquake of deliverance will be released. As you sing this song, are you ready? The first one is a miracle walking God. It's a miracle walking God. It's the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle walking. Sing it, let me hear you. This is Jesus. Are you ready now? It's a miracle.
It's a miracle walking God. It's the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle walking God. It's a miracle walking God. It's a miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
Silence.
Tidak keluar.
Silence, beloved.
Tidak keluar.
Asmani kita sahih na.
Yaitu peni baik.
And you came here with an infirmity.
To suwasi ipendwa ederano.
With a situation.
Elisha yato.
Check your body now.
Yana le ubai.
Check very.
Yewo da da.
Check it out.
Yewo.
Something is happening here. Yes.
Then,
any part of the body that lacks life, receive life now. In the name of Jesus. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
the Son of the Living God.
Lord, Lord,
let everyone hearing the sound of my voice right here
now,
and those watching us whether on the satellite or the internet, receive the miracle and the wonder working signs of God in their lives in the name of Jesus. Check your body. Check your body. Check your body. Very well. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
If you have experienced that healing touch of God, don't let the enemy put it back. Just quietly find a way to the altar here. I didn't say come out if you want prayer. No, you have
to.
You have received the healing touch of God as we are singing the song.
As
we pray, just find a way to the altar. Don't hide what God has done for you. Glory be to the name of Jesus. One more time. We are going to sing those prophetic songs. Highly prophetic songs. Speak anyone you like. The important thing is to sing it aggressively with fire. As you are singing it, the power of God again in His wonder working power will begin to move. And as it's moving, the possible situation of Agada there, we will receive solution. Are you ready?
Yes,
but the first one is, it's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. It's the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle. Second one, Odogunaga Bikina. Odogunaga Bikina. The third one, Onisha. Are you ready now? I want your voice to be as loud as
fire.
It's a miracle working for
us. It's a miracle working for us.
Thank you, Jesus. All the plantation of paralysis
has
been uprooted now. All the unexplainable swelling
has
been deflated by the power of God. That's right. The spirit of confusion, the head and the mind,
is
being wiped away by the power of God. There are people here. The enemy has been blocking your way. But that's why, sing it as
song.
All the enemies blocking your way have been scattered. Things are happening here.
Our conscience be.
That's right.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
That anti-promotion mark.
I mean, that
was fired against you in the dream.
You want that see on your brother?
Right there where you are.
If you don't want.
The power of God is causing deliverance to happen in your life. That's right. All the swelling on his neck, the armpit, the one in the womb. Look at what is happening now. I've been deflated by the power of God. I see a woman in this meeting. Right now, they have gathered together against you. Both your own family members and even your in-laws already laughing you to scorn. I have a word to you from the Lord. Within the next 9 months, these same people who are mocking you shall come and celebrate with you. Now this place,
is it I want to do away.
It will be a tragedy if you allow your word to be very good. It
will
be a tragedy too if you play a gentleman here this
morning.
The violent, the Bible says, take it by force. Sisters, can I hear you shouting this after me loud and clear? Glory spoilers!
I will go by water
in my life.
Release
so many people of God, come on, breakthroughs. dangerous to keep quiet.
Say
every ritual.
Go away to do.
Performed by my ancestors. That is now affecting me. Can I hear you shouting this
loud?
Can you shout that with all the anger? Something is happening here this morning. Which is one of the major assignments the Holy Ghost has come to be here today. Sisters, can you say this after me? With a voice that is louder than anyone around you. Satanic amendment of my destiny. That could. Can I hear the sister say that? Brothers, let me hear you running like fire. Everybody together now. Can you shout it from another man? Can you shout it from another man? So many mighty things here, and is yet to do some things, and some things are going on now. Father, I cover all these miracles and testimonies with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again, and your miracle shall be permanent. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are three persons here. You have been hearing the strange calling of your name. It is a summon from the government. I declare that. And every evil summoning of your name shall backfire on the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you once again for bringing us to this important service. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, this morning here, that which you have ordained for each person that has come to this meeting, bring it to pass by your power. In the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, while you are raising your hands, then
go to the people and
thank the Lord.
We follow
other things you want from this service.
I want for men of God, 10 minutes into me.
Before you go,
go Lord.
Talk to him.
Follow ourselves.
Before we go,
I do this. What do?
Amen.
Amen.
Now listen to this message.
I bet it go already.
Very, very carefully.
The
we have just finished round one of our prayers. This message points us to round two.
It was me, you talk our sins.
And let me discuss what I call the mystery of divine boomerang.
What is already found?
The mystery of divine boomerang. Let's look at this deep scriptures. Very deep scriptures.
And those of
you have already your Bible upside
down.
Better look at the scriptures now. Scriptures were not written by Matthew of
Fire. It's
our divine manifesto.
It too.
In Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 10. Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 10. The mystery of divine boomerang. Proverbs
20:7.
Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. I did not write it. But the upright shall have good things in possession. Meaning that there are powers that will dig hole and pit for our steps as we move in this world. And that pit or hole will be dug against you, even though you are righteous. So the righteous has dangers of falling into a pit. But the proclamation of the scripture and the decision and mandate of heaven is this: that they shall fall themselves into their own pit. Who dug the pit? Answer. The righteous did not dig any pit. So it's the digger of the hole that the hole will swallow. That's what the Bible says. In the same Proverbs chapter 26, verse
27.
Proverbs 26:27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall there. And he that rolleth a stone,
and if you pass in your puta,
it will return. This is what the Bible says.
For the people is all it.
Go back to the book of Psalm
7,
verse 16. Psalm 7, verse
16.
So those of us who don't understand some prayers, it is good for you to understand now. Psalm 7 verse 16. He said, his mischief shall return upon his own head. And his violent dealing shall come down upon his own forehead. That's what the Bible says. Now in Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 8. This is scripture. How can the mouth of two or three witnesses, the Bible says, the truth shall be established. Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an edge, a serpent shall bite
it.
This is what the Bible says. Now, as far back as we find the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter
7,
verse 15.
I did
not write this one. I'm not sure if I did not write it. It's in the Bible. 7:15 Deuteronomy. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. I will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou hast upon thee. Then where will the Lord put the sickness? But remove them
from
all them that hate thee. That's what the Bible says. Now in the popular Isaiah chapter 54.
You know where Isaiah only carried the daughter.
Isaiah 54.
Where Isaiah only carried the daughter.
Verse 17.
We
all know it so well.
Say,
no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. That's what the Bible says. What is a boomerang? A boomerang is a weapon that is thrown by hand. And once it misses its target, it returns to the one who throws it.
It
comes back in a wide circle to the fellow who threw it. In a place like Australia, they use boomerang a lot. When we say boomerang, it means something that does injury to the originator. We mean something to come back or to return. We're talking about something to backfire. We're talking about what the originator originated to cut harm to the originator. When we say boomerang, we're talking about having the opposite effect of that which is intended. It means to come back or to return to the sender. As I stand before you here this morning, I remember with sadness something that happened many, many years ago, somewhere inside Ebujemeta.
It's
a small playing field called Evans Square. There was a crusade at Evans Square. And as the crusade was going on, there was no sign of rain. It was not a rainy season. All of a sudden, there was like the sound of thunder. And he struck at the altar where the ministers of God were. Actually, it went directly to the preacher. When they hung the man of God. But the effect of the thunder was so terrible that his microphone became ashes in his hand. For the power to strike microphone to become ashes, you can imagine what it will do if you can enter it. Immediately the thunder struck, the whole of the crusade went into darkness. All the lights went off. But the man of God understood warfare. So he said, well, everybody here, move close to the altar, move close to the altar. So people at the crusade move forward. Where they can at least hear his voice a little bit. Then he had men inside the convention room echoing his voice to the to those who were far behind. And he said, have you just seen what happened?
Say, yes.
Said,
no, he
said, now with any madness. For them to pray now. Everybody close your eyes. And at this level, they were all very angry.
Because
it was an insult. So he said, now pray like this. Every arrow fired into this crusade. Go back to your center. The whole of the crusade erupted in mad prayer. Dust went up. As the prayers were going up, light came back. Amen.
Amen.
And the crusade continued. Not quite 10 minutes after the prayer.
Would it go? You said you know what it was bad.
Never seen a scene like that before. They brought a man to the crusade on wheelbarrow. The man looked as if somebody boiled oil and then put it inside. And then they brought him out after the whole of his grave, and there was no air on his head. Everything was picked
down.
He brought him to the crusade. Nobody could recognize who he was. The crusade. But those who brought him,
he
said, man of God, sorry, this man is the head of the native doctors in this area. He sent thunder to the crusade, and that the crusade people sent the thunder back. Amen.
Amen.
And we said, let's take you to the hospital. Let's take you to the hospital. This is not a spiritual case. Take me back to the crusade. And he brought him to the crusade ground. His weapon, which he originated. had come back to catch him.
That's it. No.
Amen.
Amen.
This is exactly the divine story on the weapons used against sex in the Bible. The saints overcome their enemies' efforts. And the weapons formed against them backfires. It is a divine principle. The weapons formed against the saints. Falls back on those who have started the first election. It is a divine principle. That's why if God does not call you to go and be a field evangelist, don't go.
He didn't even
we were at another field called Sports Center. At Roback there. It was a crusade too.
If it's not giving you enough.
Plenty of men of God were on the altar. And these evil men have the audacity. About seven of them. Crusade was going on.
It's not giving you enough.
They gathered right at the back. And they gathered in the sand.
What's he? She will be this bed.
Who has seen them at the back?
As anyone learning the
notes. All of a sudden.
Logic.
After they have put their heads together, something arose from their middle and changed direction towards the altar. And as the thing was approaching the altar,
it
divided into various arrows for each man of God
that
were there. Unfortunately, the penetration was them. But the preacher that was at the
front
just continued preaching.
He saw
the arrows coming. Just continued preaching. And they didn't make a roundabout. And went straight to them. They had already disbanded, they were going home. He struck them. All seven of them ran mad instantly. They had to drag them back to the crusade ground. It is a divine principle. Every incantation issued against you will redouble its power. In the name of Jesus. You didn't hear what I said? I said every incantation issued against
you
will redouble its power and go back to the senders. Let your amen be loud and clear. Every curse issued against you shall gather more strength and go back to the senders. Let your amen be loud and clear. By the same token, every arrow fired against you shall multiply under fire. And every assignment of the wicked against you shall acquire violence and go back to the senders. As believers, we do not send curses to people, we don't send arrows to people. But we have a right to return all curses, all arrows, all spells, all incantations back to where they came from. Some men decided to attack Daniel in the Bible. They created a force.
One share
we which the hope will destroy them. The force that the enemies of Daniel created was not only render powerless, it boomeranged. The force they created to destroy Daniel now destroy them. The den of lion and the hope will be the end of Daniel. Only resulted in his promotion and the death of those who treat
him.
The same fate they have planned for Daniel, and Daniel befriend them and their families.
It's
a divine principle. A great force was created to destroy Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible said the trouble, the fire. Increase the violence of the fire. It was to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego the fire was prepared. But this weapon formed against them, boomerang, and fell upon their enemies. It is a divine blessing. That's why I'm praying for somebody here. Every witchcraft arrow, every satanic spell, every curse from the cosmos, every evil summoning of your name, wherever they prepare it, right now, I command her to go back to the center. They must go back to the centers. Brothers to Egypt, where they bowed before him. Their lives now in his hands. The rest of their lives were spent in Egypt under the rulership and authority of Joseph. Their weapons are falling back upon them. It's the principle with God. Some of you might have heard me sharing this before. This woman was a very big woman, was about to eat. She had panic yam and a goosey soup. As she took one ball in the panic yam and wanted to put it in the goosey soup, out of the study, out of nowhere, she saw a frog, a live frog, on top of the goosey soup. What is this? What she did? She took the plate containing the frog and smashed it at the head of the pandemonium, and then forcefully press it down, believing that that will squash the strange frog. After she pressed it down to squash the frog, she now waited for a little bit, took the plate off. There was no frog. Immediately, she became paralyzed. Immediately. And she was like that until she met a man of God. He said, "Madam, this is an arrow." He said, "They don't talk about arrows in our church." When he said, "Madam."
Oh, I will be you.
He said, "Man of God, what should I do to get rid of the arrow?"
You are fighting with God.
Now again, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Say, I was baptized, I was confirmed.
He
said, no. That's not what you're talking about. I'm the charity of the Ladies' Gift Society.
He said,
that will not deliver you from this one. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. Okay, so now said, look, what should I do? Say this after me. Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus. So she said this in her prayer. For the first time in her life, send the sinner's prayer. After that sinner's prayer, she was led in some deliverance prayers. Started praying. Send back. As he prayed. And the second day, she could use her hand. And she was healed. The day that she could walk on her feet, a sister of ours that has not moved for her for over 10 years was by the door knocking. Sir, I've come to look for you. She got
inside.
The woman said, you've come to look at what your clothes have done.
He
has gone back to the center. This sister did not say one word. She went to, and she now got power. It's a principle of God. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Every pit dug for me by the enemy.
Which Goliath threatened David.
Who will this sword? Cut off your head. The same son of Goliath.
In that Goliath is not.
Was used to cut off the head of Goliath.
The one low. That's the only Goliath is low.
The Red Sea. That was supposed to be the watering grave of Israel.
So the water is a cold low meter on my study.
Eventually turned against Egyptians.
The one called Yusuf of my Egypt.
And swallowed them.
Those are the only.
Look at another mystery.
I don't know what they do, you know.
In Psalm 79.
For the David.
Verse 12. Psalm 79. Verse 12. Another mystery.
Psalm
79, verse 12. Look at the prayer of the servant. And render unto our neighbors.
Here's the song.
Sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. A situation could arise in heaven. Somebody fires an arrow at a child of God, and the arrow is now going back to them. Heaven's now decided that as that single arrow is going back, that arrow should not go back as one, and should go back as seven. Heaven could take that decision. That's why sometimes that simple arrow you fired at the believer, by the time to go back, it will have multiplied. Look at Genesis 4:15. These are mysteries.
Genesis 4:15.
Look at what God said. Genesis 4:15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. Sevenfold. Not only that one. In verse 24. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly,
Lamech
will be 70 and sevenfold. You see that one? 70 and sevenfold. That one.
Yeah.
So, the devil can decide for an arrow to go back 77 times upon the head of whoever
fired
it. As a Christian, would you not send evil to people? But we do not retain evil sent to us. We return them. This is a big difference. The gallows, the angry man's neck that was meant to cut off Mordecai. What was what killed him?
Unlupa Amani.
The weapon of the fire.
Oh India, obey your.
Then there is the law
of
divine substitution.
See, Mashiparo, I took your room.
In Proverbs chapter 11,
the way we read the
verse 8.
Is a good job.
Proverbs 11:8.
The way we read the is a good job.
It says, the righteous is delivered out of trouble,
and your Lord, your Lord, your Lord,
and the wicked come in his stead.
In your room, as it goes in cooling.
How do you connect?
By the way,
to the mystery of divine program.
No, oh my, be too quick part of love. Don't
you want? You need a total surrender unto the Lord.
Only know if you are a follower.
Complete surrender to the Lord.
If you are a follower, pata pata.
Any sin in your life will give the enemy space to fire an arrow into you. 2. Jadi total repentance.
Three.
And it's stubborn faith. Four. You need a violent battle cry. Five. You need acidic prayer. And six. You need violent praises, which we have been doing since we got
here.
And last but not least, you need a merciless agenda of prayer. When, even as we program, against the child of God, there is a principle in heaven that comes step to the
center.
The rest of our prayers here now is to gather anything the enemy has sent against
us,
against our families, against ourselves, against our business, and send them right back
to
where they are coming from. Rise up in your face
now.
Everybody remains standing. Rise up your face. But you see, if you are here today, I am not born again. You have not just rendered your life to Jesus. Don't waste time. There is no way you are going to be able to send back in hours when you are not a friend of God yet. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, man of God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I don't want to retain any flower in my life. Find a way quickly to this altar at the front. Leave yourself, come to the altar at the front. Or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you. Do so very, very quickly. Everybody remains standing. And then there is silence. I am going to pray. And after my prayer, then you will start your prayer. It is important, as from now on, that you give this service your fullest concentration and attention. This is not a time to allow your mind to go
around.
Lay one hand on your head, and the other one on your belly button. And let your women run like thunder as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Let me say to you, wiped away by the blood of Jesus. Father, I pray right now. As many people as are gathered here today, any ladder through which any armor or any power of the enemy is getting access to any ladder, let that ladder be destroyed now. You ladder of darkness, catch fire! 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 In the name of Jesus. Now,
this is it.
Let there be silence. As many people as I hear, that arrows have been fired into you, and the situation the arrows are causing is almost making you to get out of your mind. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. beside us. That's right.
Then,
that's number one. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. Number six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Aha. Stand, got back to the centers. That's right.
Ben.
The hour
of a
horrible nightmares. Constant sicknesses. Noises in the stomach. Lumps in the breast. Stop on spirit husband. Look at what is happening now. They are going back to the centers. In the name of Jesus. Every hour of infirmity, hear the word of the Lord. Any tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up. You hours of infirmity, go out and come back no more. Check your body again. Check it for me. Check it for me. Check it for me. Things are happening here. The hand laid upon your womb. The hand laid upon your breast. The evil hand laid upon your intestine. The one laid on your kidney and your liver. They are being removed now. That's right. Collect a new kidney. Collect a new liver. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Check it very, very well. Very well. I don't want the enemy to put the problem back on you. To know that the hidden power that has touched you. Lord, push it to the altar here. And those of you who are interviewed the other time, come out very quickly too. The Bible says, overcome them by the blood of the Lamb. That's right. That's the healing power of God. It's still coming upon you from the top of your head. From the sole of your feet. That's right. That person brought a picture here. An evil medical picture. I have information for you. The power of God has cancelled that diagnosis in the name of Jesus. That issue of blood has dried up. Now,
why?
Time has come.
I go to the door.
Some very serious prayer. It is dangerous to give one that
journey.
Which an explosive voice. The voice of fire and a merciless voice. Say this loud and clear. Witchcraft mirrors. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 And let's rise up on our feet. I want to congratulate all of you who have come to this meeting. And all those who are watching us later on the satellite. For the evil forces that you have seen today, you shall see them no more. Rise up on your feet with your prayer letter in one hand. Let's pray in our prayer letters now. Father, we commit these letters unto your holy hands. Read them by your fire in the name of Jesus. Let this letter be converted to testimonies in the name of Jesus. I pray for your children that are gathered here. That as you read the letter of Ezekiel, including the letters that are written in the heart, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. I decree that I shall be well with you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Almighty shall move into your life in a new way. You shall disgrace your disgrace and put all your enemies to shame. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Holy Spirit will do wonders in your life. That you will hear the silence of your heart. But God will bless your heart. Let not of the Lord be very much alive. Do not suffer your foot to be moved. For if I keep that you in us, Lord, and keep that you fresh in us, Lord, the Lord shall keep your good and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall be for you. Never shall any plague come near your camp. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In louder amen. In louder amen. In louder amen. Before you depart from this holy ground, I want you to